This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
That's us to start your Monday off. And thanks so much for making us part of your week as we are here with you every Monday evening, 6 until 8 o'clock, right through the summer into the football season, which, listen, it is moving fast. And certainly there's so many events. And, you know, the average football fan doesn't get an opportunity to take part in a lot of this offseason, you know, whatever it is, but we do. And it's like a never ending process, because before you know it, from a NFL standpoint, you're a week away, a week and a half away from training camp starting in the NFL. Colleges will start their preparation for the 2025 season last week of July into the first week of August. So where are we there? We're what, a month away, 3 weeks away. And then, obviously, for the high school angle, we really never stopped. This will kind of usher things in to the last week of July when they start. So, and, you know, not to sound like the OG, but back in my day, we used to start the school year after Labor Day. No, not anymore. They still do up north. I know up in New York and in a lot of those areas that they start after Labor Day. But down here, we're looking second week of August. And, you know, school starts, but it gets out in May. From a football standpoint, this last week, there were a ton of things going on. And you have a lot of football talent in the area, like Chad Ochocinco ran his receiver camp, and Jerry Jeudy was there, and all these Jamar Chase was there, Xavier Restrepo. So you get those type of names in town. Plus, I know that from the mini camp until when camp opens, a lot of the NFL guys come down here and work with trainers and get their daily workouts, you know, competing against each other, whether it be route running or, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of line camps that that a lot of these NFL guys participate in. And then you have your weight training and you have your trainers. And so it is. It's, I mean, if they're going to pay you, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to play, you better, there is no getting in shape anymore in any sport. Hockey, baseball, basketball, you better come in shape. Or there's some Cooper Flagg that's going to take your ass. He's going to take your position. And that's just how it is. You know, I mean, it used to be spring training. Everyone used to get in there and a week or two before, you know, and start gearing it up and doing your sprints and lifting your weights and stuff. But no, you come in and tip top now, because you get hurt early on in any of these sports. And, you know, especially like in a basketball, hockey setting where you're only playing 2-3 games a week. It's not like baseball where you're playing every single day. And then football magnified that, because if you get hurt, you could be gone 6 weeks. That's 6 games. So it's, you're coming in better shape, and you're paying a lot of these personal trainers a lot of money, to keep you in that type of shape. And, you know, there have been billions of dollars poured into the science of injuries and what causes them, what can prevent them. And you better believe that a lot of these football players and baseball players, from the standpoint of, you look at some pitchers, you look at a Paul Skeens type of pitcher who relies on 101, 102 mile an hour fastball, and they're not just coming out and starting to throw in that first week. They've been throwing for a while. Long tossing, maybe situations, BP. And you know, as well as a hitter, you know, you may take a couple weeks, go on your vacation, but once you come back, you're taking 100, 150 swings a day. You're getting in the cage. You're going off of live hitting. I mean, when you're looking at a lot of these kids who were drafted yesterday and then today in the Major League Baseball draft. Now, that used to take place during the College World Series, but I guess they thought that that was kind of like took away from the College World Series. So now they have it in conjunction with the All-Star Game. And it just shows you could do all the research you want in all these sports. And like the kid Willits, who was taken first by Washington, he was projected to go to the Marlins at 7 and even further down. And Holiday was, oh, he's going 1. And, you know, but you got to also, to me, the kid from LSU would have been the most sound deal, because he's ready. He's a, you know, he's a minor league stint this year, spring training next year, maybe AA, AAA to start the year, and boom, he's up. A high school kid like the Willits kid or Holiday or any of those young guys that were taken that are high school kids, the kids from Corona High School who are just crazy, you're looking rookie ball the rest of this way. Get you a courtesy spring training visit, maybe a couple weeks in spring training with the big league club, ship down to minor leagues, start in high A, maybe low A if you're only 19. And then if you start clicking a little bit, you're in double A, and then start your third year in triple A and maybe a call up. Back in the day, you used to go the ladder. I mean, it rookie ball, low A, high A, double A, triple A, and then maybe year 4 or 5, you're in the bigs at the age of 22. But they don't have some of these college kids coming out who are already 21 and 22 years old. You know, you don't want to go through a 4-year process with them. They're going to be, you know, in baseball years are going to be kind of ancient. And so that's why baseball and hockey are in that situation where you could get these younger players and you could develop them through their system. And a lot of these guys now, if you notice, and I know Trevor's a huge hockey guy, if you notice that a lot of these kids that were drafted early are going to college. I know Penn State was the beneficiary of 3 or 4 of those. So you get a situation like that, and they develop, and then, you know, you look back, and I see where, like, when Aaron Ekblad was taken and a lot of these guys were taken, but they don't go, you know, they don't come right up to the Florida Panthers. I mean, they get overwhelmed. I mean, you know, so what they do is they continue in their junior leagues, and then they go on and, you know, play in college, and then they come out, and then they'll be invited to the camp, and then we'll see how mature they are. And But baseball's basically the same. The only deal is your minor leagues are in hockey are now colleges. Because, see, that's the one sport that colleges really make a difference for hockey. I mean, because you look at, like, Denver, you look at Western Michigan or some of these powerhouses in hockey, Boston U, and they have guys that are 21, 22 there that were drafted 2-3 years ago. But they're still developing, and yeah, that's what happens. Football, you know, you have to play your at least 3 years, or you got to be in college for at least 3 years before you're drafted. So at least you're 20, 21 when you get out. So there's some maturity. Basketball is kind of funky because of the fact that, you know, you're thrown to the wolves, you know, like. But these guys are already. Because a lot of them, even though they're like 18, 19, 20, they graduated from high school last year or the year before, and then they went to Europe, and they played in European leagues. That's why you get a lot of these French players, because they're battle-tested against some older guys, 30 years old, who play in those leagues. So physically, they're ready. I mean, you know, people ask, is somebody like Cooper Flagg, is he ready, you know, for the NBA? Yeah, he's ready. You know, so Bronny James shuts him down, so to speak, you know, because Bronny's trying to prove a point, you know, playing a guy 8-7 inches taller than he was. Okay, he held him to 10, 12 points. But then the next day when Cooper Flagg is playing his regular position against people, scored 34 points, 32 points. And he's going to get to the NBA, and he's going to be a guy with some really good guys. I'm sure Dallas isn't going to sit pat. They're going to bring in some other people, and he's going to have some surrounding cast. And over the next 2-3 years, you know, same thing with, you know, you look in the WNBA with, you know, somebody like Caitlin Clark. She's not going to come right out of college and, you know, and be able to just dominate the way she was. She has to ease into it. I mean, you've got your – you know, a lot of the players who've been there for a long, long time, and, you know, like Diana Taurasi and players like that. So they've got all that experience. So you can't discount the experience that you get from the age of 20, 21 till you're in your 30s. So, but yeah, it's football's, you know, come to that point now where by the time there's always exceptions to the rules. Jeremiah Smith, I think, could have been the number one player taken this year. I mean, I know that there was a need for the Titans to take Cam Ward because they needed a quarterback. But there was also that need for the Bears to take Caleb Williams. And obviously, when he got there, they figured as good as Caleb Williams is, and he's good, you got to have a whole team around you. You're not going to be able to go and lace it up against the Tampa Bay Bucks, you know, with a rookie quarterback and average guys around them because they're going to beat you. So that, you know, if you're fortunate, and I know people make a big deal out of Tua, and it's convenient to say, oh, he's not this and he's not that, but let's be fair, he hasn't really been surrounded by a lot of great guys. And when he has with the Hills and people like that, their offensive line, you look at Teron Armstrong, who is really his protection, he's been out more than Tua has. So it's all got to come together. You know, for somebody like Burrow, it came together because he had Ja'Marr Chase and he had a lot of guys around him. He had a really good offensive line, you know, and I mean, with the year that they went to the Super Bowl against the Rams. So it happens like that. People don't realize you're just not going to be able to jump in, you know, in a setting where you have these guys who've been around, all pro, perennial Hall of Famers, and just be able to resume what you did at Colorado. Travis Hunter is going to be an impact player, but there's going to be a billion things that he has to learn. You know, he's going to go up against somebody like Evans from Tampa Bay, or he's going to go up against one of these receivers, and they're going to school him. But over time, he's going to get it. He's going to mature. He's going to learn. And before you know it, you know, all his athleticism and all his skill level, which got him drafted second, are going to come to the, you know, they're going to step up and say, hey, oh, okay, that's why. Very few guys will come in, like I know they're looking at Genty for the Raiders. Oh, he's going to come in, he's going to lead the league in rushing. Yeah, maybe not. You know, he's really good, but there's a lot of things he's got to learn. You know, I mean, he's got speed, he's got power, but, you know, there's linebackers who are 6'3", 225, 230 that run in that 4-5 range also. So there's a, you know, you look at all these sports and, you know, just watching yesterday and watching the FIFA soccer deal, you know how skilled those guys are. It's crazy. I mean, it's, I mean, you know, every pass is a purpose. And, you know, you just, I think people tend to think, you know, sitting at home with a cold beverage that every sport that they're watching is easy to play. Not so much. So it's, yeah. And like I said, as we wind down and head towards the football season, you know, over the weekend, we had 7-on-7 tournaments. And now things are getting real because some of these 7-on-7 tournaments, in order to get the better teams, they're giving some cash. Look at Chaminade. Over the last 2 weeks, they won the 2-2 Atwell tournament and came away with a $5,000 check. And then over the weekend, they play in the Crib Classic and beat Miami Southridge and come away with $6,000. 11 bands in 2 weeks for a high school team. Pretty decent, no? I mean, and it's a private school. You know, everyone goes, oh, well, you know, it'd be great if a public school would win. But you know what?
That counts in my book anyways. Go for the private school anyways.
Yeah, I know. Those private schools. But, yeah, so – and now you come up on media days over the next couple of weeks, which have really, really morphed into something pretty decent. I like it. You know, they have an opportunity to you know, to talk to the media, to go up there, get the pictures taken, get questions answered, just like they do in the college ranks. So, yeah, I think that's a pretty good deal. Show-wise this evening, glad you could be with us until 8 o'clock. Trevor Harris and myself, about 7:35 or so. Doug Socia, head coach at Lenoir Ryan, North Carolina. He's the guy that started the ball rolling down here with Kaiser University. They won the national title 2 years ago, and Doug is going to join us, talk a little bit about that. Speaking about local colleges, Coach Michael Jones is the head coach at Florida Memorial University. We'll check in with the Lions, see how things are going. They definitely have a lot of kids from South Florida, and I know that's a popular deal to get an opportunity to watch your son or brother or cousin or best friend play. About 7:05, we're going to talk to Anthony Yero. He and his brother have done a tremendous job on the internet through their 305 Sports. They do all sports. I mean, they do NFL, they do NBA, they do everything. But they really do a tremendous job of going to events, spotlighting kids, even going back into archives and maybe pulling up some of the greats of the South Florida era and put it on their 305 Sports. He and his brother both just graduated from Arizona State University, but they're local kids who have done a tremendous job. We'll talk a little bit with Anthony at about 7:05. At 6:50, Coach Artie Snight is the new head coach at Homestead. Remember, the Broncos are just 2 years removed from going to the state championship game, two straight seasons. So Coach Artie Snight moves in. A veteran coach of South Florida, was at South Miami. He's been at a lot of places and really, really good teacher and instructor. We'll talk to him. When the kickoff classics, the week before the high school season starts, they'll be taking place at different places. But up in Vero Beach, you're going to have the Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic. It's going to be involved with three teams from the South Florida area. Ira Reynolds is the founder and the organizer of that. Ira, former coach up at Florida A&M High School in Tallahassee. Great guy. He's going to join us to talk about that event. And just a few minutes from now, Eastern Michigan University commitment, R.J. Alphonse. He's a defensive end from Chaminade, Madonna. The Lions, once again, are expected to make their ninth consecutive trip to the state championship this year. So, great program on store, little different things going on. Plus, if you're a baseball fan, next week we'll touch a little bit on some of the local kids that were drafted. We'll get Joe Fusaro back on with us as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, RJ Alphonse, Senior DN at Chaminade Mandata. Join.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app, sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Gleason back with you as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on our summer version of the South Florida High School Sports Show. A lot going on, as I said, in all sports. But football is kind of a never-ending type of thing. Over the weekend, had an opportunity to attend the Crib Classic, which was on Saturday. An elite group of teams from Palm Beach County, Dade, and Broward, and in the championship game. Hey, they're not fooling around now. They're playing for some serious cash for these high school programs. And you know what? Back in the day, it was kind of illegal because, oh, you can't. Or no, not so much anymore. Not when these kids are getting, you know, $75,000 for signing baseball cards that or football trading cards that'll be in the future. But the title game really was exciting. Miami Southridge, one of the top teams in 6A, against one of the best teams in the country year in and year out, Chaminade Mandata. And the Lions won the tournament. And for the second straight week, the week before, they won the 2-2 Atwell title down in Liberty City. Came away with $5,000. This week, $6,000. So head coach Damian Jones and his group will be able to do a few things with that money, I'm sure. You know, they'll get some better equipment here and there. I'm sure they get some good equipment anyway. Maybe some travel, for the next summer as well. But one of the players on the teams just came in last year, had the experience of going through a championship season, somebody who is like that blueprint, gets it done in the classroom, gets it done on the football field, and it's kind of added up to something positive for him as he committed to attend Eastern Michigan next year. I'm talking about senior defensive end R.J. Alphonse, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. R.J., thanks so much for taking the time, and hope your summer's going good.
Yes, sir.
What an exciting time to be a high school football player. You know, as I said, you know, you flash back 10 years and you don't have all these advantages. You don't have these summer camps. You don't have these events at different colleges. And, you know, you don't have all these, you know, opportunities that a lot of the young guys are having now. Talk about what it's like to be a high school football player, because, and especially from you, when you guys start the season, I mean, your expectations in the second week of December is to be holding up that trophy at Pitt Bowl Stadium. Talk about that and what it's like to be a high school football player here in 2025.
I mean, honestly, to be a high school football player here, I mean, it all starts inside the classroom. You know, you might think that football, you really only just need football, but you definitely have to start off making sure your grades are good and making sure you pay attention in class, staying out of trouble. And then, you know, outside of that, working outside of just going to practice or just sitting here and chilling, watching, you got to break down film every day. Like, you really have to, you have to just keep working.
Right.
But
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You have to, you know, recover your body. You got to eat. You know, it's definitely different from back then, especially now that NIL is a part of the process and rankings and all of that. That definitely pushes a kid to work harder.
Yeah, no, that's well said. I agree. And for you guys, it's a little bit more because the expectations. I mean, you know, you look on your field at any different time of year. You know, just like the other day when I was watching, you know, your team play in that 7-on-7. And here you have a freshman quarterback that no one's ever heard of before. Somebody who hasn't really even gone to school yet. At the school he comes up. You know, he comes in there and does a tremendous job, gets the MVP. So the expectations to play at a school like Shaman Abadana has got to be, there's enough pressure put on teenagers as it is, as you mentioned, you know, with getting grades and being able to, you know, do what you can do and stay healthy. But playing for a program, what's it like to play for a team like that? You have a coaching staff that has all been there before, you know, with a head coach like Coach Jones, and then, you know, having somebody like Coach Darren Smith, who's played at the highest level in the NFL and just, you know, inducted to the College Hall of Fame. What's it like going out there and seeing all this greatness that you have to kind of learn from?
You know, it's definitely a blessing. Every single coach teaches us how to be a young man. They're like father figures out there for us. They're definitely like, it's definitely a blessing to be able to learn from somebody who's already been inside the situation that we're trying to get to. So while looking around and seeing that all 22 guys that's on the field starting, like offense and defense, they all working for the same goal. Everybody want to be great. Everybody pushing each other to be better. And the coaches definitely help a lot by disciplining us, teaching us, going step through step with us. So it's definitely a blessing.
Yeah, no doubt. R.J. Alphonse joins us. He's a senior this coming year. This is a big year for him. He's a defensive end and also has committed to Eastern Michigan. When you take a look at that and knowing that when you guys lace it up for your kickoff classic against West Boca, then your opening game against St. Francis Academy, that you already have your college choice. You already made it. You know, I talked to some of the coaches during the spring and the summer from Eastern Michigan, and they're thrilled to have you, obviously, you know, coming in. Talk about the opportunity to come into your final year knowing that at the end of this season, you've got somewhere to be next year.
It definitely feels good to be able to continue my football career, like, further, because it's always been a dream to go to a Division I college and, you know, progress my game and possibly make it to the big league. So I'm definitely blessed that God gave me the opportunity to be able to have a college to go to and call home.
Yeah, no doubt. As you look at your final season, RJ, What are some of the things from a personal standpoint that you need to work on? You know, obviously, you know, you got to do a lot of things individually to help the team. What do you think before you get into college, what are some of the things from a personal standpoint that you need to kind of like improve a little bit?
Definitely being more of a vocal leader and, you know, reading offenses way more faster.
Right. I mean, and obviously, yeah, I mean, that's being honest. And obviously you have an opportunity, you know, to do that every day in practice. The schedule is challenging. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And when you came over from Goldman, you understood that, you know, every game is going to be, I mean, it's going to be a war. And last year was no exception, all the way down to the state championship game. What was it like to get that trophy? What was it like to, you know, to know that you were part of one of the best teams in the country, easily one of the best teams in the state, you know, beating St. Thomas, coming up with big wins? What was it like to, at the end of the year, be in a situation like that?
You know, at the beginning of the season, we really started off with some adversity. So being able to flip the switch and not lose another game after Ely, right, and turn around and win states, it definitely felt great. I sat here and I watched all my guys work, and we worked together, came together, and we met the standard that we have every single year. So I'm definitely, like, glad that I was a part of that.
Yeah, no doubt. And having an opportunity to work against an offensive line that is really, I mean, a very good offensive line. To me, going against that offensive line is obviously a challenge, but trying to stop somebody like a Derek Cooper, how do you do that?
You know,
it's not
easy. If you get all 11 hats to the ball, make sure you stay low, wrap up, you definitely can get them.
Yeah. No doubt. It sounds like talking to your defensive coaches, and I'm sure they preach that to you, 24/7. And I appreciate you, man. You joining us this evening. Congratulations. That's everything that's come your way. Having watched you at the beginning of your career all the way to now, you've really matured into something special on and off the football field. Best of luck this year. We'll see you a lot. And if we don't get a chance to congratulate you again, congratulations on your commitment to Eastern Michigan.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. RJ Alphonse, senior at Chaminade Madonna. And like I said, I mean, you know, anybody can play football. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a great sport, but, you know, basically anybody could, you know, play football. It's a great sport, but you have to get it done in the classroom. You have to make sure that you set yourself up to be able to get that college scholarship. And somebody like RJ has done that. He's a leader now on a team that obviously is, winning every year, going to state championship. Like I said, our next guest could tell you definitely getting to state is never easy because he's been there a few times. And knowing that with Chaminade this year has an opportunity to do it for the 9th straight year, it's kind of mind-boggling. On August the 15th and 16th, the kickoff classic will take place. As you know, the week before the season starts, it'll be the Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic. And it'll be the first annual event. It'll be at Vero Beach, and we have three South Florida teams that will be taking place. Miami Norland on Friday against Vero. On Saturday afternoon, it'll be Carroll City going against Tallahassee Lincoln. And on Saturday evening, the Marquee Kickoff Classic, Lakeland against the defending state champion Northwestern Bulls. Ira Reynolds has done, he knows as much about football as anybody. He's the event coordinator, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Ira, thanks so much for taking the time. And, I do remember when you guys went to state and you guys had those tremendous teams at Florida A&M High School. And certainly I know that you're excited about this event coming up and the great three games that you have.
Well, hi, Larry. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. And yes, those are glory days. Well, I'm on the other side of it now after 37 years of high school football. I've decided to step into the next chapter, and that's putting on events.
Well, talk about this event. I mean, this You know, you're a Treasure Coast resident now, moving from Tallahassee, getting an opportunity to see the type of football, getting an opportunity to get six decent teams together over 3 days, starting on that Friday night when Vero Beach will play host to a Miami New Orleans team that was at state 2 years ago, losing to Berkeley Prep, a program that, you know, is amongst the tops in the state. Talk about how the event came about and, you know, how the teams were chosen.
Well, yeah, I've done kickoff classics before with other organizations. And so after moving down here about 4 years ago, and now that I'm no longer coaching anymore, I said, well, let me stay connected. Let me put on this kickoff classic. It's called the Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic. It will feature some of the top teams in the state, and most are ranked, if not top ranked, and some, one or two, may be ranked in the nation. So in putting this together, we thought, I said, well, I have some friends that are that are coaching at the high at the Miami teams, and some friends that are at the other schools. So I gave him a call and said, listen, coach, I'm putting on this kickoff classic. I love your team to be a part of it. And each coach did not hesitate. They said, sure, coach, we'll be a part of it, and we're looking forward to it. And I last count, I think I count around 96, 97 D1 prospects that are supposed to perform over that weekend. So it's going to be one of the biggest kickoff classics going on in the state of Florida, that will draw an estimated 40 to 45,000 fans over the weekend.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. And obviously Vero Beach is one of the marquee facilities, you know, in the state of Florida. They host some really, really big games. They usually do really well in inviting a lot of Miami-Dade County teams and Broward County teams up. This time they'll be matched with Miami New Orleans. As I said, a program that's going through some transition, a new quarterback, a couple of different players, but loaded nevertheless. Coach Darrell Heidelberg against a Vero Beach team that I had an opportunity to watch, coach, this year a few times during the offseason. They have a major sophomore quarterback in the kid Mons. They've got a lot of athletes. Coach Lynn Jankowski's done a tremendous job with them. So that first game is going to kind of set the tone and certainly get you ready for that 3 o'clock afternoon game on Saturday, where Miami Carroll City, in the building mode with Coach George Stubbs, goes against a really good Tallahassee Lincoln team, a program that had a really good year last year, fell a little bit short, but certainly a well-coached team with a lot of great athletes. And that'll take part at 3 o'clock. And then the marquee game, Lakeland, a team that lost in the state championship game last year in 5A to St. Thomas Aquinas, breaking a three-year winning streak as far as winning a state title, and certainly a program that's always good against Miami Northwestern, arguably one of the best public schools in the country this coming year, loaded with talent on both sides of the ball. You got six great teams. You got three good games. Let's talk about that. And obviously the fans are going to be rushing to attend all those games.
Well, yes, and that is the plan. And I've been encouraging every athletic that worked up and speaking with and coach for them to go ahead and purchase their tickets early, because the stadium will fill up real quick. Now, going back to the first game, the Norland and Vero game. I don't know a lot about the new quarterback that's at Norland, but again, teams like that, they just reload the gun. They have great athletes, but the Mon kid, coach, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't recall seeing a freshman that good in the state of Florida. Watching him a little bit last season, and he's from this area where I'm at, and so I was just really impressed with his technique, his ability to have eyes behind his head, and his side, and everything else, and a great arm, excellent speed, And I tell you, you talk about the cerebral one, he's one of them. Yep. For a freshman, I don't recall seeing anyone that astute to the game. But then you go into the Saturday afternoon game, Lincoln against Miami Carroll City. Well, they're going to be athletes, once again, all over the field. Lincoln, as a quarterback, transferred in. In fact, I coached his dad in high school, Taylor Jacobs. I coached him in high school. And, of course, he went on to play at Florida and a little bit in the NFL. So this kid is well coached. Once again, when he run, he just reminds me so much of his dad. I mean, just a smooth guy. In fact, his dad was one of the fastest football players for a number of years in the league. So to watch him develop, and it just pleases my heart. But now, conversely, Carroll City have athletes too. Coach Stubbs done an excellent job with that team down there. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with the kids down in South Florida. I'm from North Florida, but you and I both know. I won't even say it because I don't want to create no enemies. But it's a different level of play for the most part. Now, I'm not saying North Florida teams can't compete, because they do. They compete every year. But you can throw a dart in the dark. And it landed on a pretty good team from Miami. So, and then, of course, talking about the marquee game, Coach Frazier, guys are hungry. They don't like the taste that was left in their mouth after that loss. And they don't care about, private school or it doesn't matter. The coach believe in playing the hand that he's dealt, and they're going to develop those guys, going to coach them up. And so they're hungry. Now, you have Miami. Yep. Northwestern is probably one of the better high school teams I've ever seen, to be honest with you. And to say they think that they're going to be even better this year is just amazing. So I was fortunate enough for coaches to believe and trust in me and putting in the event together. And I'm grateful that they accepted. So this is going to be a very exciting competition over the weekend, which will take them into the regular season truly tested.
Yeah, no doubt. August 15th, 16th, up in Vero Beach. If they want to get ticket information, how do they do that?
Well, they're going to be on – they go to Fango. And, last time I was a head coach, we didn't have that.
Things have changed, Coach.
Yeah, it has changed. So it's going to be up once I talk with the director and arrange everything. Then it's going to be up. Each school will have that information. And, again, I strongly advise everyone to purchase them early. There is a capacity that we can't go beyond. Like the old days, you just sell tickets till you can't sell them anymore, but no. You got the fire department that's going to be there, and that they're going to enforce the rules. And I agree with it. So, it's going to be
good
exciting.
Man. Yeah. Okay, Ira, I can't thank you, man. We'll talk to you. We'll see you up there, and appreciate you stopping by. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you so very much, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff. Ira Reynolds, Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic. We'll have a lot of information on it. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They're athletes. They treat elite pros, adults, youth athletes, everybody. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, wrap it up with the new head coach from Homestead. Artie's Night is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock. Glad you could be with us this evening. Thanks so much in our last segment to Ira Reynolds, who's coordinating the Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic. We'll have three of our local teams involved. This season really looms as one to keep an eye on. A lot of great programs, a lot of great coaches. Speaking about great coaches, we have a new one. A new one at a new destination. I tell you what, there might not be, when you look at it, a coach like Artis Knight. He is not only a great X's and O's guys, but he's a tremendous teacher. He's a great developer of talent. He is one of those people that promotes his kids and just knows the game of football, and he is the new head coach at Homestead, and he's kind enough to join us. Coach, welcome back. We missed you, I'll tell you. I know you weren't gone long, but we missed you missed you on those sidelines, but congratulations. Somebody that we need back in the coaching profession on a full-time basis as a head coach, and congratulate. What's it like to be back doing this again after basically a year off from being a head coach?
It's kind of an enlightening experience. You know, I really came over to Homestead to just be an assistant and just, you know, show a little bit of seniority to the staff. And this opportunity just fell in my lap. You know, it was totally like unexpected, a real surprise, but it was absolutely needed, you know. But I really commend the administration as well as the athletic director for putting the program into my hands at the moment.
Right. You're a student of this game. You love the game. And every facet. I mean, not just winning, losing, but also teaching and developing, promoting your athletes. You do that as well as anybody. That's probably one of the things when you're away from the game for any period of time that you miss, being around the kids and being around, you know, the game as a teacher. Talk about that, because at this level, you know as well as I do, there's just a certain amount of teams that win championships, but there's a whole bunch of teams that get an opportunity to develop talent. Talk about that.
Like 50% of this stuff is promoting our kids and trying to get them to the next level. We always understand that the word student-athlete, student comes first. They have to have the GPAs, then they have to have the film to get them promoted to the next level. This year, we've traveled to, like, multiple 7-on-7s and camps and stuff, trying to get our kids exposure. And what I found to be very interesting is that kids, you know, each venue that we travel to, you know, we have different people speaking with the kids, and this is what you want. You want a chance for these kids to get exposure. You want a chance for these kids to get noticed by some of these college scouts and let them be aware of what's going on at home since in your high school.
Yeah.
We traveled to like 7 different events this year. And one of my favorite events, we traveled to the Hero in Atlanta with the kids, and we got an opportunity, you know, to step away from football for a little while and give them some opportunity to learn some things. We took them to the MLK Museum so they can learn some Black history, and they need to know these kind of things because, you know, who knows? They might not be in the history books much longer, you know, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
You know, I, the promotion is very important, Larry, and I harp really hard on that.
And you make a great point, because I always said that during the summer, it's great to take the kids away because you go to a lot of these places that they only read about in history or see about in geography. I know that, you know, during the summer, a couple of the teams went to Alabama and they stopped in Selma and they crossed the bridge and they got an opportunity to see a lot of these things that kind of defined history. And you make a great point, because a lot of these young men never been out of the state. A lot of these guys never had an opportunity to be away from home and, you know, experience a lot of these things. And while football is nice and it's kind of a temporary thing, the life lessons that you learn to know, you know, where things were developed and going to an MLK museum and going, you know, to Selma or going to some of these places that where history took place. I think that's a great idea. And I really do, because, you know, it's part of the structure of a student athlete, you know, for them to get back and say, oh, yeah, we got a chance to go to Alabama and, you know, see all the great facilities they have. But, hey, you know what? We also got a chance to go where, you know, this happened or that happened. Talk about that, because you make a great point. I mean, you know, if you're going to take the kids away, they might as well get a little bit more out of it than football, which they can get any time.
Absolutely. See, like when we went to Atlanta, it was extremely cold there, you know, which was actually, you know, a little culture shock for some of them. But we went to the museum. We got a chance to sit down in the theater and to look at the things that took place in Selma, Alabama. And we also, some of these kids didn't have an idea of who or what Emmett Till stood for. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the plight of some of these individuals, and these are the things that they really need to know. And they were just astonished by some of the wax figures that they saw and some of the things that they know that they're not going to be able to see here in Miami. And then I was like really proud of the fact that we took a lot of pictures and we sent some things back home. And we actually gave them a little pop quiz on some of the things that they saw. And it was very, very inspirational. I mean, that's how come it was my favorite trip of all. You know, we didn't win it all over there, but we had a lot of fun and we had a lot of good experiences.
Right. And you bring that stuff, which will be a life. They'll remember that for the rest of their lives. You know that.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're going to be 40 and 45 and 50 one day and look back and say, you know what? Coach Knight took us over here and it was just great. And, you know, we were here when we were 16 and 17 years old. And now we come back and they could show it to their families and you know, carry on a tradition and try to get that tradition going. But also you return home to a place that is used to winning. 2 out of the last 3 years, this team went to the state title game. So everybody kind of knows, you know, in the administration, the fans, that this program is capable of. You guys are in the building process, but you know what? You know as well as I do. You get a few kids here and there, they believe, and then the next year you add some more, and before you know it, you're right back in the mix. You excited about this upcoming season, Coach?
I am. I'm very excited about this upcoming season, and you bring up a good point. The standard was set very high when we had, you know, the Josh Townsends there and the different individuals that went on to greater things right now. And I think that, you know, that we have to hit these neighboring parks, you know, like the Florida City Parks, the Dick Connolly Steeler Parks, South Florida Bengals, Modelo Parks. Of course, my favorite, Palmetto Raiders Park, which I'm still affiliated with.
We got to get these kids, and we got to get them,
and we got to nurture them and bring them over to Homestead. You know, one thing that I do love about Homestead is that we have about 95% of our kids are Homestead kids. They're here. They're people in the community. You know,
yep.
the the talent is very fertile. The talent pool over there is very fertile over there. And I have this saying now that I use with my kids. You know, I always say, you know, I love my team. I love my team. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I tell them that I love them, but I want them to reciprocate that for me, because I want a sense of loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Because as yes. you know that because of the landscape of college football, the landscape of high school football has changed forever. I'm talking about with the transfer portals and
NIL deals
and stuff like that. And then, you know, with high school, you have, you know, the parent choice. So people can go anywhere they choose and things like that. I just remember, I don't want to tell my age, you know what I'm saying? I just remember when we were in high school, you know, we were in that, we called it junior high school back then. We couldn't wait to get to our neighboring high school to play football. There was no saying that I'm going to transfer here, I'm going to transfer there. No, we want to. Our allegiance was to that particular high school. You know, and I can speak on that because that's what I wanted to do. That's what my cousins wanted to do. That's what my friends wanted to do. We wanted to go to the high school that was affiliated with our middle school. But that is, like, very infrequent now. But I like the fact that we're trying to change that tradition and go back to the way it used to be. And I really like the fact that we got some homegrown kids that's going to stay with us. I'm big on integrity, and I'm big on loyalty.
Yes, you are. Coach, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Congratulations. Welcome back. I know I'll see you a lot this year.
Thank you, Mr. Bluestein. I appreciate all of you. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Coach Artie Knight, the new head coach at Homestead, ends hour number one. Don't go away. We still got some really good guests on top.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with Larry Bluestein on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app.
Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Their experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Here is Larry Bluestein.
And welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Trevor Harris up until 8 o'clock this evening. If you missed anything in the first hour, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast. There we are. Not only this week, but the last couple of years, if you would like to peruse through that as well. We start off hour number two, as I said before. There's a lot of coverage in South Florida for football, for high school sports and such. But, you know, to do it the right way and to kind of be diligent and, you know, promote and go in there with that idea that you want to promote, not be the story, but be part of the story. And that's what's happening at 305 Sports. It's a brainchild of two brothers who graduated from LaSalle High School, LaSalle Immaculata here in South Florida, went on to Arizona State, but love for sports in the area, not just high school sports, but professional and college as well. Anthony and Michael Yero are two young men who have just done a tremendous job. They go to everything. They film everything. Everybody respects them because they're fair and they do a lot of really good promotion. Over the weekend, they were a huge part of the event that we were talking about, Crib Classic. They were co-sponsors in the event. And Anthony Yero, who I spent a lot of the day with on Saturday talking to him and watching a lot of the event, is kind enough to join us this evening. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the time. I just want to say from the beginning, congratulations on what you guys do. You do it in a first-class way, and everybody respects what you do for the kids.
Hey, what's up, Blue? I appreciate you letting me on the show, man. It's been a long time coming. Appreciate you know, the kind words, and I'm excited to talk with you, man.
How did this all begin? You know, everybody, you know, always asks me, how did they start? I mean, what was the, you know, what was behind it? I know that you guys were very, you know, involved in high school sports, you know, at LaSalle, and, you know, did what you could to kind of promote a lot of the kids over there. But how did this all, how did the 305 Sports get started?
Yeah, I mean, we're just two brothers that always grew up loving sports. We had a passion for basketball early on, played high school ball over at LaSalle, and, you know, we saw ourselves coming against, like, some cool teams and guys that had prominent players that were highly rated or, you know, were offered by some of these good schools. And I remember Jim Larinaga was in our gym when Vernon Carey and Scotty Barnes played at LaSalle, and I was just like, wow, like, I didn't know this part of basketball existed, like, where there's college coaches, and we were always very interested And it kind of just grew into where we were like, hey, why don't we just kind of tap into journalism a little bit? I had a teacher who really like was part of that as well. And I remember in career day at LaSalle, you know, I was introduced to like the sports journalism profession by Andre Fernandez from the Herald. And I always remember like, oh, I want to start writing articles. And then that's what me and my brother did for a while. And then we really knew we were good at Photoshop and editing videos. And that's where social media came along. And we've just really mastered that craft and try to do everything the right way. Just cover it how these big media companies would cover, ESPN would cover, like, you know, the NBA, the NFL. We do that in our own way for Miami sports.
Right. And the one thing that separates you is you go to events. You don't just like sit home and pull videos off and, you know, say, hey, I was there, but you weren't.
Oh, yeah.
I see you everywhere. I mean, you guys go to everything, no matter what sport. I know that I saw you and your brother, you know, at basically everything. I think there was the BCA basketball tournament this year. You were there when St. Thomas played Chaminade in the championship game. You've been at so many great football games. You don't really just concentrate on the star rated kids you know, the highly rated teams. You go basically everywhere. You know, you shine the spotlight on a lot of these kids. I mean, you know, you and I were watching Dia Bell, who obviously is one of the top quarterbacks in the country, but you're also going to look at a James Perrone. You're also going to look at, you know, a Zach Katz and some of these other guys in South Florida who may not be as highly rated as somebody like a Dia Bell. Talk about that, because I think that's really important, because you're fair and you're balanced and no one says, well, you only go to St. Thomas or you only go to Northwestern. You guys kind of spread yourself around.
Yeah, I think that's really big, just covering the hometown talent and guys that maybe are young and aren't ranked yet, or young and like don't really have a spotlight. And like what we tell to a lot of these kids is just, we're there, make a play, and we're going to promote you. That's it.
Right.
Make a play. And, you know, there's a lot of playmakers over here that maybe don't have the size or the intangible, like they don't, like, you know, have a big name on social media. But there's always room for us to really promote these guys. Even at big schools, like Jaden Ford obviously comes from a background family that is, you know, a good football legacy. And we've been able to cover him since he was a freshman at Central. And now he's going to be a leader there. James Perrone's another guy that I was talking to him before the Crib Classic last week, and we have pictures from last year's Crib Classic, and he was very skinny, super skinny. And, yeah. And then now he's looking a lot bigger, filling into his size, going into his junior year. And like, those are guys that we want to cover their entire story up to their signing day. And even now when they go to college, we're able to cover these guys, go to their games. You know, I was in Columbus, Ohio for Jeremiah Smith's spring game. And that was awesome. A great experience seeing him, Brandon Innes, Kenyatta Jackson, even CJ Donaldson. Like, these are all guys we covered in high school, and we're able to go and cover them now in college, at the combine, and even in the NBA when they come, I'm sorry, in the NFL, when they come back to do their youth camps. We want to be at all of that, tell their stories, and be as authentic as possible, because there's a lot of cool storylines here in South Florida.
Yeah, no doubt. Anthony Arrow joins us. 305 Sports is what he and his brother do, and they do a tremendous job. Not only that, is like last week you had an opportunity. Chad Ochocinco returned to his alma mater at Miami Beach, brought the players like Jamar Chase was with him, Xavier Restrepo, some of the top talent at a receivers event. You guys were front and center. Talk about having an opportunity to see guys like that, because I know even for me, I mean, you know, I look at somebody like a Jamar Chase, or I look at somebody like a Chad Ochocinco, or anybody like that, or a Tyreek Hill, and I say to myself, wow, they're the best of the best. Talk about covering an event like that where you have guys who are already there. You know, it's, you go from the high school where these kids are trying to prove themselves to a place like that where guys who've already proven themselves.
Yeah. I mean, this summer in South Florida, as you know, I mean, these guys come down here to train, and it's honestly incredible what you see, just all the top guys putting in work, and there's no egos, especially at this Ochocinco workout. I mean, Chad put this together very short timing, and they had all these big names that these guys were working, talking ball. I mean, Tyreek Hill, he looked incredible. Just like, he hasn't been able to catch footballs for a while because of his wrist injury. And I saw him for the first time this summer, and, man, like, that guy is of another level. I mean, you got, obviously, Jamar Chase is all world. And then you have guys like Restrepo, Chosen Anderson, guys that are from down here that were also putting in work. And, you know, it was a great environment. One thing that definitely stood out to me was when they were kind of dissecting the game, Ocho Cinco and Ja'Marr Chase were talking about Pat Surtain for maybe 30 minutes about how they can beat him on the line. And it was just like, it stood out. Like, even that, like, these guys all respect one guy, and he's from South Florida, Pat Surtain. He's like the pinnacle of cornerbacks right now. That's all they talk about. No, like, it's so it just goes to show, you know, how special this South Florida community is.
Yeah, no doubt. Anthony Arrow joins us, 305 Sports. And, you know, the one thing, too, you take a look at this last week's event where you guys were pretty much, and you and I talked, I mean, you guys, you were there for like 14 hours. I mean, and then came back on Sunday and did it all over again. I mean, you enjoy that. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, to be out in the hot sun and, you know, wearing yourself down through, you know, through all the delays and all the games and stuff. At the end of the day, you guys go home, you shower up, and, you know, you say to yourself, wow, how many people would love to be doing what we're doing? And that's what it comes down to. You're kind of living out a dream. Talk about being part of that, because you had some of the greatest South Florida high school football talent and teams, won by Chaminade, who is picking up $11,000 in 2 weeks at a couple of tournaments. Talk about that event and what made it so special.
For sure, Blue. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, we've been kind of going to these 7-on-7 events for a while, and, like, we always wanted to do it ourselves. I mean, like, how special would it be that for us to use our relationships and, like, the platform that we have to host our own tournament, even give out a cash prize, like, super special. I mean, it all started back when Cam Harris a couple years ago hosted a 7-on-7 tournament and Jeremiah Smith was going into his junior year. That whole Chaminade team was incredible. And, like, we just – that's kind of, like, what built that Central Chaminade rivalry back in the day. And we were just like, man, we need to do this ourselves and kind of just use this as, like, the top storyline going into the end of the summer. You know, training camp right around the corner. You know, these teams also, you know, they want to get some money before the start of, you know, all those fundraisers. And we thought it was a great, great thing to put together. We have a great events team over at the Crib Classic. And this second year was a great, great turnout, both with day one and day two. Some of the best teams in the county across all three counties. I mean, the rain delay, definitely not what we wanted, but it was a great turnout at the end of the day. And we got to see some great players that, you know, we're going to be hearing about throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, no doubt. Before I let you go, let everybody know how they could follow you. You got social media, you got web stuff, you do a lot of things. You guys, you do some national stuff as well. Let everybody know how they could follow you and your brother and what you guys do.
Yeah, you can follow 305 Sports with two S's. So it's 305 Sports with one extra S, all across social media, primarily Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all that. And, you know, we cover not just high school sports, but the Miami Hurricanes, FIU, the athletes that are playing, that are from South Florida, that make plays around the entire country, even when they play international ball. You know, we love to highlight the guys from the area that are making plays and making positive impacts. So just follow us if you want to see great South Florida stories.
Good stuff. Anthony, I can't thank you enough. Tell Michael he'll be on deck next time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Blue. See you soon.
Good. You too. 305 Sports, Anthony Arrow. I'll tell you what, guys. If you haven't checked out their stuff on Instagram or Twitter or wherever they are, you need to. Because they, I mean, we're talking, they're right there. I mean, they'll go, you know, they'll interview, you know, big-time players, and you'll get a chance to see Jeremiah Smith before he was Jeremiah Smith. So, yeah. And they do a tremendous job. And plus, they went to Arizona State. We didn't get into the part where they had actually covered Cam Scatabo, who's running back this year with the Giants. So, that's good stuff. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts. They treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we talk a little college football. Coach Michael Jones, the head coach at Florida Memorial, is next.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris back with you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. I just unfortunately got some bad news. Somebody who, the great community guy and somebody who I covered back in high school, Lamont Green, has passed. And former FSU standout, former Miami South Ridge standout. Not the news you want to hear. And you know what they say, it's just got to live for today. And just, yeah, it's somebody who I've known since he was 13 years old and lost his battle with cancer. I never knew. A lot of people never knew, but that the message was just passed on to me. Thanks so much for Anthony Eero for joining us, talking about 305 Sports, which you got to check out a little bit if you are a football fan or a sports fan, and also Coach Artie Knight, who is the new head coach at Homestead. Now we turn our attention to college football, and certainly somebody who has hit the ground running. I mean, we talked to him earlier in the year, a local guy, Miami New Orleans product, somebody who stepped into the Florida Memorial situation with experience. Obviously, he's been setting the groundwork all offseason, looking forward to the 2025 season. We welcome in head coach Michael Jones. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that's it's been a really, really hectic offseason, but one for you, setting the table for your first year here in South Florida.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on the platform. I appreciate it.
Talk about what it's been. I mean, since taking over, I mean, there's so much to, you know, from getting your staff together to evaluating your roster, you know, to eventually getting to, you know, your schedule. Talk about what it's been like for you and, you know, how you've been able to do all that plus still recruit.
It's been a seamless transition. You know, fortunately, I was in the building as the assistant head coach, helping the previous head coach with, you know, most of the day-to-day. So it was important for me to build a staff of guys that pretty much came in with the same vision I have to groom the total man. You know, it's a ministry for us to coach the game of football, so we just want to make sure that we prepare the guys on the field and off the field. So I think we did a tremendous job bringing in the staff that we brought in. You know, so they hit the ground running with spring ball, coming in and developing the guys, you know, not only on the field but off the field. We have things that we call like a 3.0 mandate in the building as far as the academics. So guys been doing a good job of pushing that, you know, and installing the defense and the offense that we're running this upcoming season. Schedule-wise, we put a great schedule together. Our schedule in the Sun Conference is already competitive. We say it's the SEC of NAIA. But the non-conference games, we're really excited about as well.
Yeah, I mean, and you look, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, you have Kaiser University, who's been to the last three national championship games. I mean, that's enough said right there that that they're a part of your conference and somebody, you know, that's obviously going to be at Betty T. Ferguson this year. So, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, if fans are marking down games to have an opportunity to see this year, that October 11th meeting is certainly one that they're going to want to check out. But you also, you're on the road three out of the first 4 weeks, which, you know, I mean, it gives you guys an opportunity to bond a little bit. But at the same time, you know, playing Reinhardt University and also going to Clark Atlanta, which they've done a tremendous job and certainly recruiting as well. And then returning home against Cumberland University. Talk about that schedule, because you mentioned the, you know, the Sun Conference, which is going to be competitive, certainly with a lot of really good teams, you know, the Webbers, the Warners, the Ave Marias, St. Thomas's, which is a huge game for you guys at all. Talk about the schedule and how you guys have kind of prepared for it during the offseason.
We've been preaching to our players, you know, we play a gauntlet of the schedule right off the bat. So, you know, we've just been preaching a sense of urgency throughout the offseason and how we train and how we prepare. But we start off the season with Ryan Hart, who was in the playoffs in 23-24. And then we play Clark Atlanta, who was in a conference championship last year. And then we have a bye week, and then we play Cumberland, which is historically a great team. And then after Cumberland, we get into the conference play right off the bat with Kaiser and Southeastern. So, you know, that's the thing that we've been emphasizing to our players, that, you know, we don't have room for, you know, for error. So how we train in the off season, mentally and physically, is very important. But we're excited, you know, to have the schedule. And that's why when we recruit, we tell the guys, this is what you sign up for when you sign up for the Memorial to play in big-time games.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, and you guys have, like I said, a tremendous schedule. Coach Michael Jones joining us. Talk about your spring, because we haven't had a chance to talk to you, you know, since. What did you guys get done during the spring? And certainly, you know, some of the new faces that you had an opportunity to acclimate yourself with.
Well, this past offseason, we graduated 23 guys. This was our first graduating class. So this spring was pivotal for us because we have a lot of new faces. We returned 8 starters on offense and 5 starters on defense. So we have some new pieces in. So we wanted to make sure that we developed them, you know, from a mental and physical standpoint. In the 15 practices, you know, we didn't want to waste any practice. So I think that we got a lot accomplished from a installation, you know, piece of it, but also building relationships with the guys that we have in the building. So this spring was tremendous for us, gaining ground, and the spring game ended off well, and we feel good about it. We feel good how we're trending in the summer. This summer have been great as far as the weight room. We brought in Seth Morris from Alabama A&M to lead our weight room, and he's done a tremendous job. The confidence that they have in their gains, you know, with the strength and conditioning aspect of it, it's been a great offseason for us.
Recruiting wise, obviously, you guys, I see a lot of the graphics go up, you know, on social media from a lot of the kids who, you know, I mean, been offered or committed. Talk about that, because I think that's a great part, because this social media deal, and I know that it's getting bigger and bigger every school that you go to. It kind of helped. Do you like it when it comes to recruiting? Because it does get your brand out there, and it gives the kids an opportunity to brag a little bit, especially if they were offered by you or even if they committed. How do you guys, you know, how do you like that? How do you like the social media aspect of all this?
Social media, I mean, this is the times that we're in, so we utilize it as a tool. But from a recruitment standpoint, you know, we basically wanted to build sustainability and, you know, continue the winning tradition that we've been doing over the years. So we definitely believe in recruiting the high school sector. We went out in, you know, Broward, Dade County, and recruited and brought some guys in within the Tri-County area. But we also went and got some transfers. So our whole thing is just competitive depth that we wanted to bring in. But, you know, down here in South Florida, it's the mecca of football. So, you know, we wanted to start there and build upon that.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously this year, I mean, a couple of some new faces giving the kids an opportunity. You know, and this is the one thing too, Coach, I preach to the kids. I said, you know, stay home. We got football down here. I mean, you have competition, especially, you know, when you play the area teams and, you know, you get an opportunity to go up against St. Thomas University and go up to West Palm Beach and play Kaiser or go over and play Ave Maria. These are programs that are really, really talented. I mean, and they give them a great opportunity for exposure and as a barometer. And, you know, coming off a positive season like last year, this is a program that is very much jumping into the picture as far as, you know, one of the top programs in the state. Talk about that, because you and I know about the Sun Conference, and we know how much, you know, the college coaches, you know, at the next level, or even scouts in the NFL look at it. Talk about the advantage of playing, because all the schools in the conference are not only good athletically, but they're really good academically as well.
When we're recruiting, we tell players to, you know, take advantage. Football is football, you know, so we understand that everyone aspires to play Division I football, but it's big time football played in the NAIA. In our conference alone, we have three of the top, you know, 25 teams in our conference, and, you know, we're receiving votes. So it's competitive football played every week. And on a national scale, when we play Division II teams, we've been very competitive. And, you know, we're rarely losing to Division II teams. Like for us, in the past three seasons, we've beat Errol Waters, which is a Division II team, and then we tied with Clark last year. So it's competitive football played in the Sun Conference, and every week you're going to play in a big-time game. So it's real exciting to play, you know, in those type of games. And then the non-conference games, you know, being able to get prepared for that by the tough conference that we play, you know, it spills over when we play in the Division II games.
Yep, it certainly does. Coach, I can't thank you enough. The best of luck this coming season. We watched you from the beginning, and you've done a tremendous job. And we hope that this first year as a head coach, you guys are going to come out and set some standards.
Thanks, Larry, for having me on, and thanks for everything you do for us, for South Florida sports. We appreciate you.
You too, Coach. Thanks so much. Coach Michael Jones, the head coach of Florida Memorial University, his first year as head coach down here. And like I said, when he took over earlier in the year, he had a big job ahead of him. He's kind of conquering everything one step at a time. Speaking about conquering one thing and one step at a time, our next guest has done that. Wherever he's gone, he's been successful coaching-wise. Laid the foundation at Kaiser University, now as a national NAIA power. He is the head coach at Lenoir Ryan in North Carolina, where they were 10-3 last year, made the playoffs, losing in the final game of the season to Virginia Union. But I'll tell you what, can't say enough about the job that head coach Doug Socia and his staff have done, not only winning games, but developing and teaching. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. We, you know, during the summers when we always used to see you a lot, and certainly we're watching what you're doing, and you're keeping up what you started a long, long time ago over at Delray, over at Delray American Heritage.
That's right. Appreciate it, Blue. Miss you guys so much. And, you know, certainly this was the time we'd see each other at camps and 7-on-7s. And, you know, now I'm just in another state trying to do the same thing. We're actually at a water park tonight with our football team. These guys are cooling off in the water tonight. But it's great to hear your voice.
Yeah. Well, in your honor, I went to Kaiser four times this year in the off season. And I'll tell you what, your voice still carries, because the young lady who does the icy machine still gives me free icies because of you. So, so she says, I was told by Coach Socia that you never pay for an icy. And I'll tell you
that
what,
is right.
You know, some of those afternoon, camps, it could get into the hundreds, especially on that artificial surface. But yeah, it's a great time of year. You know as well as I do, and you've carried a lot of that with you up to North Carolina, and as far as that's concerned, and your camps, your recruiting. Talk about what it's been like. I mean, you know, you hit the ground running year one. You win 10 games. You kind of set the table for this year, where you have some returners, and there's a lot of optimism.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're in a good position right now. You know, I think I've had some different challenges in my coaching career, you know, starting programs at Kaiser and Oxbridge, and then, you know, kind of taking over Heritage at one point when they were good, and, you know, maintaining that and winning a state championship, and then, you know, winning at the last place was special, and just doing it that way. And now this was a totally different challenge. You know, you come in, you take a team that had been really good, and you have a roster, and then enters the transfer portal and the NIL era. And, but this place is really committed, and there's really good alignment, and, you know, super, you know, blessed to the people that I work with and work for. But certainly, yeah, we're busy. We've had over 800 kids at our camps this summer. No team camps, but we had a bunch of prospect camps. We have a little kids camp going on right now, and that's another 80 to 100 kids. And, you know, just trying to, you know, get people around us and our brand and for recruiting, it's been really good. And, you know, we've got some commits for 26, and, you know, we signed a really good recruiting class. I think we took 7 out of the state of Florida, which we're really happy about. Georgia was good to us, South Carolina, North Carolina, and, you know, coming off of spring ball was really good, and we've got a good returning team. We've got a bunch of guys here. We have over 100 guys here this summer. So, yeah, I think that's a big, you know, in the right direction for what we want to do.
Yeah, and not only that, is what you like to do is get kids in on campus. You like to get the parents to come in. You like the kids to be there, you know, like on a Friday night for a prospect camp, or, you know, just to have a 7-on-7 or whatever, just to get them on campus. Do a lot of other colleges in the area do that as well, or is this something kind of new to them? Because I know in Florida we're camp intensive. You know that. I mean, everywhere, you know, right, no matter where it is, you know, from Miami all the way down to, you know, to Warner. I mean, there's always going to be camps. Is this something new to your area and to the conference to have this many events, you know, capped off by a night at the water park?
Yeah. I mean, I think most schools do have their kids in town. You know, we have our process of how we do things. Then as far as summer camps, you know, I think summer camps in the state of North Carolina are really popular. I think we had a bunch of Florida teams that made a bus trip up here, and, you know, they were popping around to the different area schools. So it's a really good populated area of colleges that you can hit, from big schools like Wake Forest, UNC to Elon. You know, you can hit some D2s, you know, the SAC. Our conference is pretty much in the state of North Carolina, South Carolina. So I know what we did. We wanted to have prospect nights on Friday nights. Wanted to get these guys here, get them tested. And then on Saturdays, we did prospect, more position-specific camps. Our quarterback school had 70 quarterbacks, which we were really happy about. And then O-line, D-line, linebacker, running back. So we did some specific camps. But we were happy with our camp operation, and we had over 800 guys show up to those camps. And it's kind of our process, and I think, you know, there's a lot of schools, as well as our coaches, getting out to some of the mega camps in the area, and it's been good. You know, obviously recruiting is the lifeline of your program, and now you've got to be really in tune to the transfer portal as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug Socha joins us, head coach at Lenoir Rhyne, North Carolina. And your schedule's a little bit crazy. I mean, you open up on the road on a Friday night at 6 o'clock at West Florida, a team that obviously, besides Kaiser, is probably as successful as any in the state of Florida over the last decade. And then you take off from there. You've got some really good programs, you know, on the road. I mean, you play at Tusculum, who's always going to be a challenge, and Carson Newman, who's always going to be a challenge. And we all know Valdosta State over the last decade has been one of those programs that, you know, is always in the playoffs. Talk about your conference. I mean, it's a very, you know, a lot of programs come to Hickory, North Carolina, to play you. But at the same time, I mean, these are some really good teams that a lot of people have heard of around the country.
Absolutely. You know, I think one of the things, if you look at our schedule, it's something we really wanted. And you know, when we were at the last place at Kaiser, we got to a certain point where we said, all right, now our schedule needs to really challenge us. And I think, you know, this program has been pretty established, and, you know, the way we want to build this thing, you know, we want to be challenged. So West Florida, Valdosta is on our schedule, and we wanted those games. We asked for those games. And then our conference is tough. You know, the last couple of years, it's kind of gone through Wingate. And I think, you know, LR won it 2 years ago off of like a tiebreaker. But we haven't beat Wingate in a couple of years. And, you know, you've got Limestone Drops. That's how we added Valdosta. But, you know, there's some really good teams, you know, Newberry, Carson Newman, yeah, Emory and Henry, and just to name a few right there, Tusculum. And so, yeah, we certainly have a pretty rugged schedule, but, you know, our team is really focused on having the best summer they can, and we'll get the training camp, and, you know, we'll continue to develop them. But that's a little bit about our schedule and our conference.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're recruiting wise, I mean, you do obviously intensive in North Carolina and Georgia and South Carolina, but you do make some trips down south, and because you already know, I mean, you know, from from having coaches like Jelani Lord and, you know, Justin Hilliker, guys who've been down here, and Nick of Agnon, who worked a lot of our camps. I miss Nick. He worked a lot of our camps. But having coaches who know the landscape in the state of Florida to sprinkle in some of that talent once in a while, that's not so bad, is it?
Absolutely not. And that's kind of our philosophy. You know, we're going to recruit North Carolina. South Carolina has been good to this program. Georgia has been really good to this program. And then our ties into Florida, you know, with some of those coaches you mentioned, you know, we took a kid from Jacksonville. We took a kid from Tampa. We took a kid from Atlantic High School in Palm Beach County. We took Joe DeSantis from Jupiter. Our quarterback that we took at the mid-years from the Panhandle. So we kind of covered the state and we feel really good. And I think really how those came about was just the relationships that we have in the state. And it's really strong. And, you know, even some of our portal acquisitions, LJ Turner's a Palm Bay kid. We got him out of West Virginia. So we're happy about that. And so we're always going to use our relationships and our connections. And we've got a great coaching staff that can do that.
Yeah, you do. You do. Well, I just, every year I'm going to check in on you, Coach. You left a great mark down here. You're a good friend and somebody who we enjoyed, spending time with as well. Have a good rest of the night over at the water park and enjoy the rest of your summer. Best of luck. We'll catch up with you, obviously, when you guys come back down.
For sure. Thank you, Blue, and thank you for everything that you've done for the state of Florida and especially for the young guys in recruiting, man. Thank you, guys.
You too. Coach Doug Socia, head coach at Lenoir Ryan. Great coach. I've said it all along. I mean, wherever he's gone, he's won. And I'm glad that he's having a lot of success up there and bringing a lot of our kids. We have, I was just counting, I think we have 11 players from the state of Florida that are up in Hickory, North Carolina, enjoying some small town, but at the same time, really good football and a great education. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, active adults, elite pros, and even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. We'll see you in a few.
It's the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
Larry Gleason, Trevor Harris, we are back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Glad you enjoyed it. Glad you were with us. If you missed any of the show, please go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there it is, South Florida High School Sports. You'll be able to check out some of the interviews this evening. We started it off with R.J. Alphonse, a senior defensive end from Chaminade Madonna right here in Hollywood. We talked a little bit about the Treasure Coast Kickoff Classic, where Miami Northwestern, Carroll City, and Norland will be a part of, with Ira Reynolds. Also talked to the new head coach of Homestead, the Broncos, Coach Artiz Knight. Talked to Anthony Euro. He and his brother Michael do a tremendous job at 305 Sports. Kind of looked into what they do, and they do a lot of great stuff if you're a fan of high school sports or just a fan of sports in South Florida. You'll like exactly what they do on 305 Sports. Talked to head coach Michael Jones, Florida Memorial, and we wrapped it up talking with Lenoir Ryan head coach Doug Socia. That's going to do it for this Monday. We'll be right back in this saddle next week from 6 to 8. We thank so much Trevor Harris for what he continues to do for the show moving forward. As I said, as we draw closer to the football season, we will have all the newsmakers from the area and also from outside the area. And again, we thank you for being part of a show that we feel is one of a kind. And we come your way every week from 6 to 8. Have a good night, and we will see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.